Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. We've reached the 11th episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2012. This is a very special episode because the song that gave our show its name, the Montenegrin entry of Euroneuro, was featured in the contest in 2012. Although it didn't make it into the final, I think it's the best entry that captured the essence of the Eurovision Song Contest in its satirical form, criticizing the bailout plans put in place to rescue the collapsing economies during the Eurozone economical crisis. Montenegro was represented by Antonije Pušić, who goes by the stage name of Rambo Amadeus in Eurovision 2012, which was held in Baku, Azerbaijan, after the victory of the country in 2012 with El Ala Nikki and their song Running Scared. This was a returning entry for Montenegro after a two-year break, mainly due to the global economical crisis that took place in 2007 and 2008. The country was severely affected by the European debt crisis that followed shortly afterwards and used the stage in 2012 to voice the complaints against the harsh bailout conditions that were imposed to release financial aid packages proposed jointly by the Troika of European Commission, International Money Fund, and the European Central Bank. Germany took a leading role in the austerity negotiations as one of the strongest economies in Europe, and while it was seen in the role of a savior at the beginning of the crisis, as a result of the stipulations it imposed on the vulnerable economies of Greece, Spain, Portugal, and other countries, it was blamed with hypocritically taking advantage of the economic crisis to strengthen its own economy on the expense of the people's living conditions in other countries. This was reflected on the Eurovision Song Contest stage as well. While many countries voted for the mediocre German entry to win the Eurovision in 2010, its votes suffered a drastic decline in the following years, having obtained 0 points in total in 2015, the same year when the people of Greece voted no against the bailout conditions in the bailout referendum that were enforced by German-led Troika. In order to appreciate the song Euroneuro's satire, I believe it's important to get an overall understanding of the political and economic situation it refers to. So, let's start by talking briefly about the Eurozone debt crisis. Don't worry if economics is not your forte. I'm here to simplify it for you. The Eurozone debt crisis, which occurred in the late 2000s and early 2010s, is a complex but important topic to understand. The crisis had multiple causes. Firstly, some countries within the Eurozone had been overspending for years while relying on high levels of debt favored by the low interest rates just prior to the global economical crisis of 2008. However, the global financial crisis of 2008 worsened the situation by causing economic problems worldwide. The Eurozone debt crisis was influenced by neoliberal policies as well. Deregulation allowed risky financial practices contributing to a financial crisis. Austerity measures, part of neoliberalism, strained economies and deepened inequality. Privatization of public assets limited access to services, impacting vulnerable citizens. These policies are critiqued for prioritizing wealth over stability. Lastly, housing bubbles, characterized by rapidly rising property prices, burst in certain nations, leading to economic instability. The crisis brought significant consequences. Many people lost their jobs, businesses struggled, and economies contracted, leading to widespread economic pain. European banks faced problems due to risky loans they had invested in. In response, many countries implemented austerity measures, such as cutting public spending and raising taxes. These measures led to social unrest and hardships for the working class. Allegations of hypocrisy were raised against Germany, a strong Eurozone country. Germany supported austerity measures for struggling nations while not always applying the same stringent conditions at home. Additionally, Germany's trade surpluses driven by strong exports were criticized for exacerbating economic imbalances within the Eurozone. The Eurozone debt crisis hit Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and Cyprus particularly hard. Greece had accumulated significant debt, and when the crisis struck, the effects were deeply felt. In response to the crisis, Greece received bailout packages from other Eurozone countries and international institutions like the International Monetary Fund, IMF. These loans came with strict conditions, including more austerity measures and economic reforms. One of the defining moments of the crisis was the Greek bailout referendum in 2015. The Greek government, led by Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, asked the Greek people to vote on whether to accept the terms of a bailout deal proposed by international creditors. The referendum became a symbol of the Greek people's struggle to determine their economic future. In a historic decision, the Greek population voted no to the bailout terms, rejecting further austerity measures. The economic crisis greatly affected the Syriza government in Greece. Elected on an anti-austerity platform, they faced the difficult task of negotiating with international creditors for bailout funds while trying to fulfill their campaign promises to alleviate the economic hardships faced by the Greeks. These negotiations were often tense and led to a political turmoil. While they were able to secure some concessions, the Syriza government had to implement austerity measures and economic reforms, which disappointed many of their supporters. This eroded their popularity and contributed to their eventual defeat in the 2019 Greek elections. The crisis had significant political consequences in Portugal and Spain as well, which I will touch more on the episode covering Eurovision 2011. The next few episodes, where I will be talking about Eurovision 2011 and 2010, will also take the Eurozone debt crisis in their focuses because they had significant impact of the outcome of those competitions, just like it had in Eurovision 2012. Montenegro's Eurovision 2012 entry, Euro-Neuro, was a satirical take on the Eurozone debt crisis, offering a unique perspective. The song's lyrics playfully addressed economic turmoil, suggesting that Euro-Neuro represented the neurotic side of Europe, reflecting on the financial instability and challenges faced by several Eurozone countries at the time. It touched on the themes of money, politics, and the struggles of the common people. In the context of the Eurozone debt crisis, Euro-Neuro conveyed a message of skepticism and critique. Before we listen to the song and delve into the lyrics, let's take a short break, which I'll be back right after.
UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Thank you. BC Culture Days announces its inspiring series of community events presented by artists and cultural organizations spanning across British Columbia from September 22nd to October 15th, 2023. BC Culture Days is a network of over 350 diverse events, all aimed at showcasing the artistic and cultural essence of over 50 participating communities. All events are free or pay what you may, including a variety of events for all ages. And anyone from grassroots community volunteers, public libraries and independent artists, to major arts, culture and heritage institutions can register Culture Days events as long as the events are participatory and free or pay what you may to attend. Event registration is open until September 22nd at 9 p.m. To find out more, visit culturedays.ca and follow at BC Culture Days on Facebook, Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about the Eurozone debt crisis that occurred in the early 2010s, and with a perspective from the Montenegro's Eurovision 2012 entry, Euronero, that gives our show its name. Now, before I move on, let's hear this amazing song by Rambo Amadeus, and I will go into the details of the song and its lyrics in the upcoming part of our show. And although I like the music video of Euronero quite a lot, and I highly recommend you to watch it, I will play the live performance, which I really enjoyed watching during when I was watching the Eurovision 2012 live. This was the opening act for Eurovision 2012, and it just like the lyrics, the theme performance, live performance also contained a lot of satire, metaphors and messages regarding the Eurozone debt crisis and how it was handled by Germany and other top international creditors, and as well as the weak economies. So let's hear Euronero by Rambo Amadeus representing Montenegro in Eurovision 2012.
Skeptic, analphabetic, try not to be hermetic.
Euronero, don't be skeptic, hermetic, pathetic, analphabetic, forget old cosmetic, you need new poetic, aesthetic, eclectic, dialectic. Euronero, don't be dogmatic, bureaucratic, you need to become pragmatic, to stop change, climatic, automatic, need contribution from the institution to find solution for pollution, to save the children of the evolution. Euronero, I don't like snobism, nationalism, puritanism, I'm different organism. My heroism is pacifism, altruism, I enjoy bicyclism, liberalism, tourism, nudism, optimism, it is good for rheumatism. Euronero!
Euronero!
Give me chance to refinance. Euronero, I got no ambition for high position in the competition with air condition. Different mission, different school, I got only one rule, always stay cool like a swimming pool. Euronero!
Euronero!
Monetary break things.
Euronero!
Euronero! Azerbaijan, come on Azerbaijan, all together, hands up, hey, hands up, oba, here we go, oba, hey, euro, euro, hey, mo, here we go, give me chains, euro.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the song, well, Euro Neuro, the Montenegrin entry for Eurovision 2012 by Rambo Amadeus. This is a really historic moment for me, as I'm playing the song that gave its name to the show for the first time in a regular episode. I previously played it on the Fun Drive, but this is the first time I'm playing it in a regular Euro Neuro episode. And now I will delve into the meaning behind the song's lyrics. Let's start looking into the meanings. In this part of the show, I'll make use of a great piece published in the Time magazine by William Lee Adams, which also dissects the songs into its metaphors and hidden meaning behind the lyrics. Euro Neuro is a rap spoken word song, and the song's ominous beginning suggests trouble for Europe if its leaders remain inflexible during the crisis, with the lyrics Eurosceptic, analphabetic, try not to be hermetic. It then goes on to advocate for European Union-led financial assistance and emphasizing the need for the countries that require help to be pragmatic and to address the climate change and pollution. It goes on to say, Euro Neuro, don't be dogmatic, bureaucratic. You need to be pragmatic to stop change climactic, automatic. Need contribution from the institution. Here it refers to the financial package aid. To find solution for pollution. And to save the children of the evolution eventually. This is significant as it comes right after March 30th, 2012. The competition was held in May 2012, I'm sorry, I apologize. And on March 30th, 2012, the Eurozone finance ministers pledged an extra $670 billion to support debt-ridden countries. And this is this decision is apparently met with joy by Rambo. And he dances to the news by saying, Euro Neuro, monetary breakdance. Euro Neuro, give me chance to refinance. This is the chorus of the song, and the promotional video of the song also creatively combines various aspects of the crisis in a humorous manner. It features a rural man on a donkey who moves from village to health club, a massage parlor, and a seaside marina, taking odd jobs to make ends meet. And despite his efforts, urban residents view him and his financial struggles with disdain. People in sports cars laugh at him for slowing down the traffic with his donkey, and Swedish people on a yacht react with horror when he boards. Equally concerning is the indifference displayed by German tourists, unaware of how austerity affects the less fortunate. As Rambo Amadeus guides a tour boat in the Adriatic Sea, he says, I hope I can pronounce it correctly, Blåe grote avflukto zanitsa, hoite habe hobotnitsa. It's a lyric, a mixture of German and Serbian lyrics that translates roughly as, on today's excursion to the Blue Grotto and Zanitsa, some of the most beautiful tourist destinations in the Balkans, we are having octopus. This shows that however much Rambo Amadeus, who represents the working class people, is suffering. The tourists from the strong economy zone of Eurozone still have the power to visit his country and enjoy octopus while he is suffering due to the austerity measures. Euro As I point out continuously on the show, culturally and politically, Eurovision often reflects the state of contemporary Europe, and this remained true during the financial crisis. On May 9, 2010, European finance ministers, influenced by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, established the European Financial Stability Facility, a substantial fund aimed at assisting struggling economies from Greece to Spain. 3 weeks later, at the Eurovision finale in Oslo in 2010, European voters seemed to express their gratitude. In a year filled with extravagant performances, Europeans awarded the Eurovision victory to Lena Meyer, a German teenager who represented Germany with her song Satellite. Some commentators suggested this was a way of acknowledging Germany's leadership in the EU-led bailout efforts. I think it was a quote by the Russian commentator who said, clearly everyone knows where to turn when they need money. That was exactly what happened in Eurovision 2010. And despite this, Rambo Amadeus' music video of Euro on Euro suggests that relying on oneself rather than solely depending on Germany is the better way forward. And towards the video's conclusion, a donkey consumes all the money of the protagonist, Rambo Amadeus. And Amadeus explains that donkeys can be a real threat as they have a penchant for eating paper, including money. This conveys a cautionary message, which was also shown on the Eurovision stage with a quote, quote-unquote, Trojan donkey. Euro on Euro can also be seen as a clever attempt to engage Eurovision voters during financially challenging times. Amadeus intends the songs for those feeling anxious about grasping complex financial aspects of the Eurozone crisis and eagerly anticipates their supports. Unfortunately, the song, I believe, was way ahead of its time, and Europe failed to appreciate this masterpiece. It was the opening act of Eurovision 2012, and it received only 20 points, coming in 15th out of 18 countries participating in the first semifinal of Eurovision 12. This brings me to the end of the first part of the show, where I tried to cover Eurozone debt crisis, which affected all of Europe dearly in the early 2010s. And let me take one more short break, and when I come back, I'll talk more about the Eurovision 2012 and its entries.
It's Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% Indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Ooh.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In the first half of our episode, I talked about the Eurozone debt crisis and how it was implicated in the Eurovision stage through the song that gave the name of our show, Euro Neuro, the Montenegro entry in Eurovision 2012. Now, in the second half of our show, I will talk about the Eurovision Song Contest and play the songs that I liked. So, Eurovision 2012, it was held in the Baku Crystal Hall in Baku, Azerbaijan, following the win of the country in the previous year. It was a really, really, really expensive production. Like, I remember when I was watching it live, I was really amazed by the how much money was put into the preparation of the stage, the lightnings and everything, etc. It was huge. It shouldn't be a surprise knowing how rich Azerbaijan out of its oil. Anyways, in Eurovision 2012, the winner was Sweden. And in fact, the winner is was Loreen, who also represented Sweden and won in this year's Eurovision 2023. And in that year, she won the contest with her very famous song, which I'm not a super big fan of, Euphoria. Euphoria. It was met with huge enthusiasm, let me say, and it received a great deal of votes, winning both its heat of the semifinal, the second semifinal, and the overall competition. This year also saw some, speaking of semifinals, I remember this year as one of the editions that have the biggest, most number of nice songs that I liked, but couldn't make it into the final. So I would like to acknowledge those songs in the upcoming part of our show, which will be Slovenia's entry, the Netherlands entry, and the Portuguese entry. The Portuguese entry is just amazing. I just can't stop listening to it, and I honestly cannot believe how it stayed out of the final. Anywho, what else to note in Eurovision 2012? So, I'll come back to that. Let's start with the winning song of Eurovision 2012. The winning song is, as I said, is an entry by Sweden. It brought Sweden its, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, fifth victory in Eurovision. It is performed by Loreen, and the song is called Euphoria. Let's hear the winning song, Euphoria, by Loreen, representing Sweden in Eurovision 2012.
Why can't this moment last forever, ma? Tonight eternity's an open door. Everything's allowed and love comes first. divinity.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the winning entry for Sweden in Eurovision 2012, which is Euphoria by Loreen. The runner-up entry for Eurovision 2012 was one of the biggest troll entries of Eurovision, which was Russia's entry, Party for Everybody, by Buranovskaya Babushki, which literally translates the grannies from Buranova. The song won Russia's national song selection, and that's how it made it to the Eurovision. And it finished in the second place with 259 points. And in fact, it got the second highest vote in the televoting part, which was just 11 points short of Sweden. And it only couldn't win because the jury voting didn't favor them a lot. Not at all, actually. Like, they came 11th in the jury vote with only 94 points. And overall, they finished more than 110 points behind Sweden. So if they did a bit better in the jury vote as well. But it's very difficult, you know. Like, this is a pattern that I observe. However much these kind of troll entries or like more, let me say, folkloric, fun entries, upbeat entries, however much they are liked by the general public, the jury doesn't vote for them. I really have no idea what the jury votes for, except for the political part, that I understand, of course. But Sweden, like Euphoria, I'm going to rant. I'm ranting a bit about it, but Euphoria is really a song that I don't understand why it won. Just like this year's tattoo. Anyway, so let's hear this troll act by Russia, Party for Everybody by Buranovskaya Babushki.
Oh,
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard the runner-up entry by Russia, Party for Everybody by Buranovsky Babushki. During the live performance, Buranovsky Babushki, which means grannies, were basically cooking bread on the stage. So this was the runner-up troll entry. I just wanted to put it up here in this episode. And next, I will play some songs that I really liked from this year, starting from my favorite entry from this year, which was Serbia's entry, Nije Ljubav Strav, Nije Ljubav Stvar by Zeliko Joksimović, who also previously represented Serbia, if I'm not wrong, in 2006. I'm double checking it now. 2004, I apologize. With his song La Nemoje, placing second. And he also came back with another strong entry, Nije Ljubav Stvar, which means, let me check. Oh, I don't know what it means, sorry. Anyways, I'll look into it and tell it to you after the song. As I said, he came back with another strong entry, Nije Ljubav Stvar, and came third in the grand final overall. So let's hear Serbia's Eurovision 2012 entry, Nije Ljubav Stvar, by Veliko Joksimović.
Kažeš mi to tako lako. Vidim. Više sreće drugi put, kažeš mi to tako lako, vidim da nam ne ide, a još kako moglo je, iako odeš ti, nešto tvoje zna. Tu će ostati. Nije ljubav stvar da bi ti je vratio. Gledaj, to sam samo ja, uvek sam te voleo. Nije ljubav stvar pa da ne znam šta ću s njom. Želim ti sve najbolje, ova ljubav samo moje brodolo. Samo ja, uvek sam te voleo. Nije moja ljubav stvar, pa da ne znam šta ću s njom. Želim ti sve najbolje, to moje brodolo. Idi samo, samo, idi tamo, leti nebaj, srce drugome daj. A znaj, da s Bogom mi je kraj. Ću s njom, želim ti sve najbolje, ova ljubav samo moj.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are covering Eurovision 2012, and we've just heard my favorite entry from that year, Serbia's entry, Nije ljubav stvar by Zeljko Joksimović, meaning love is not a thing. Speaking of the songs that I like, I also want to play a song from one of my most favorite Eurovision countries, Estonia. Estonian entry for Eurovision 2012 was Kuula, meaning listen, by Ott Lepland, and I think it was one of the most strongest entries by Estonia. And let's hear Kuula.
Mis räägib silmapiir, kuula, kui kaugele ta viib, kuula, mis tuulel öelda veel, kuula nüüd. On teel, oota, mis valgus püsib veel, kuula, kuis hingab sinu
Nu.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard the Estonian entry for Eurovision 2012, Kuula, meaning Listen, by Ott Lepland. Coming up next, I'll play three songs back-to-back, which are the three songs that failed to qualify into the final from the semifinals, which I really liked. And all three are, I think, one of the best songs that couldn't qualify to the finals, and I'd like to acknowledge them all in this episode. First one that we will hear is You and Me by Joan Franca, representing the Netherlands. The second one is Variamam, representing Slovenia, by then only 17 years old Eva Boto. It was a phenomenal performance, but by the young artist. And third one is one of the best Portuguese entries. I love Portuguese entries, mostly sticking to the language of Portuguese. And this was a Fado entry called Vida Minha by Filipa Souza. We will hear three of them back to back, which I will be back right after.
I was five, you were three. We were dancing in the street, and you looked just like an angel. You looked up beside the sky, saw the birds, and wondered why they could fly away so high. In the morning I would wake, and my heart just couldn't wait to play in your backyard. And I couldn't wait to see you again. It's you and me and everybody out there, and I can see that everybody knows about you and me, but I don't really care, for it. I can see that everybody knows about us.
Se pricosa lesa, mečem luč u njegove sinze, kislo vujemlje jo, prespomina z luknjami o me. ποτάμι. Τα οτέτσε πίσε τσάστα. Βαριά μάντα νόβα. Ο γύρα σε βόβα. Την σειρά ζα μοίρα. Σε βέρνε ζρικολουτζί. Σε πέσα. Να σα υπόλοιπα.
Mas entre tudo que
One final welcome back everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard the best songs of Eurovision 2012 that didn't make it into the final, which were, to me of course, and the Netherlands entry, You and Me by John Franca, the Slovenian entry, Variamon by Eva Boto, and finally the amazing Portuguese entry, Vida Minha by Filipa Souza. There are too many great entries this year that I wanted to play, but I ran out of time. I wish I didn't have to play the winning entry, Euphoria by Loreen. But anyways, I just want to acknowledge the following songs. The Albanian entry, Shash by Rona Nishliu. The Icelandic entry, Never Forget by Greta Salome and Yonsi of Sigur Rós, of course. The Cypriot entry, La 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 by Evie Adamo, which was a great fun entry. The Danish entry, Should Know Better by Solna Samai. She's an amazing artist, which I had the opportunity to listen live on the streets of Bergen, Norway. And finally, the super famous, the great artist, Engelbert Humperdinck of United Kingdom and his song Love Will Set You Free, which was a part of the UK campaign to win the competition with famous artists, but couldn't do that with getting only 12 points and placing 25th in the final. And this is all for Eurovision 2012 episode from me. I have to wrap it up really quickly for the upcoming show, Africa Did by Daniele Lusan. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope to be with you in our upcoming episode covering Eurovision 2011 in the next month. I hope to see you then. Until then, take care and goodbye.